All right, let's go to line 8. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Bob. Bob from Pine Creek.
Hey, what's up, Bob from Pine Creek?
Well, I've been listening to your show, and there's always people going on about problems in schools. Guns, people showing disrespect to teachers, drugs. Schools are breeding grounds for crime, ain't they?
Well, I guess it seems that way.
Well, I got a real simple solution. Shut them down. Shut down the schools, and you shut down the problem. No more dead teachers, no more angry students.
Well, but you don't think...
No, I don't. Never. Now, listen to me. It makes perfect sense. Kids these days, they complain a lot, but you know what? They cost even more. I mean, shoes, books, toys, even special tiny furniture, pets, that sort of crap. It's all about me. Me, 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 me. Well, not my Johnny. No, sir. I'm learning him the value of good, hard work. Learning him good. At 3, we taught him how to clean the bathroom. If he left so much as one hair on the soap, it was off to bed with no dinner. And you know what? He went to bed hungry only 20, maybe 30 times. He learned. Now, he brings his mother lunch in bed every day so she can sleep in. Let me tell you, everyone should have their kids serving up food. He even cooks for the whole family. These days, he's getting too big to sweep chimneys, so now he's a paralegal at Rakin and Ponzer. He's 7, and he's making, imagine me, $23,000 a year. And on weekends, he doesn't go to the mall, play soccer, read, or do any of that kind of stuff. No, no, he works in the basement of a marketing company making photocopies all night. Hell, he'd go to sleep during the day, but that's another $8,000 right there. So now, I'm buying me a bass boat and trailer. What do you say to that?
Well, it sounds kind of like exploitation to me.
Exploitation? Man, you bleeding hearts kill me. Johnny's mine. He's my kid. How can I exploit something I own? Exploitation. You sound like a communist. Kids in Russia, they don't work. That's why everything's so messed up over there. You have to wait in line for toilet paper. And their space station, it was made out of milk crates. I'll tell you, working for a living is the American way. That, and the only thing more American is having folks work for you.
That sounds a little oppressive and even despotic.
Exactly, Laszlo. You hit the nail on the head that time. He's my kid. I'm telling you, just shut the schools down, make the kids work. That book stuff's all for sissies anyway.
And doctors and politicians, lawyers, and whatever. You know, I can't be bothered to argue with you, but I do feel sorry for your little Johnny, the 7-year-old cook, chimney sweep, paralegal, photocopier, because his daddy's an idiot. Let's take a quick break.